there will be some things you already forgot. And you're like, oh, dang, I need to write that down. I really want to remember that. That was important. Then go through your year and write down your plot twists. So these are the unexpected things that happened that you were just shocked about, that came out of the blue, that were not part of the plan. They can be positive or negative. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Joyous Path to Millions. Happy New Year. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see that I still have all my Christmas decorations up. So permission to still be in holiday mode. I know I am. I've got my headphones on because I have kiddos still at home. They're not back in school yet and they're on a play date and they're being loud, which they should be. You know, they're hanging out and playing with friends. So it is all good. But this is going to be a really exciting episode. I'm going to be sharing with you the New Year rituals and reflections to set yourself up for success. And I brag that I've had some really beautiful rituals that have supported me over the years and in getting almost everything I've wanted. Like, I have manifested so much, it's insane. From back-to-back million-dollar years in business to living in my dream home to having just a juicy, delicious relationship with my husband to vacations, you name it. So I'm going to be spilling all the details and sharing it with you so that you can pick and choose the rituals and reflections that are going to support you and set you up for a beautiful new year. Now, if you're tuning into this podcast for the first time, hello, I am your host, Emily June Wilcox. I'm a serial entrepreneur, a seven-figure business owner, a mindset junkie. I'm the creator of the Money Wound Medicine Program. I'm a mama of two and a lover of coffee and crystals. And part of the reason I do this podcast is that it's my mission to put more money in the hands of soulpreneurs. And I really believe and know in my bones that when women and heart-centered humans create the wealth they desire by healing their money wounds, that this allows us all to start acting from purpose and passion instead of these low frequencies of obedience and obligation. And by doing that, we uplevel the planet, we usher in new paradigm wealth. And so I am so honored to walk the joyous path to millions together. I'm so happy that you're tuning in today. And let's dive right into this juicy episode. All right. So there's this concept of new year, new you, right? We've all heard that. And to some degree, I'm like, hell yeah. If you want new year, new you, like, get down with your bad self. But I think sometimes this idea of new year, new me can feel heavy and it can feel like pressure and it can set us into a trauma response, right? Where either we're fighting against it or running away from that idea or we're frozen and it's like, oh crap, now it's already January 5th. It's already January 10th and I haven't started doing these new things. And it's because you've put enough pressure on yourself that it feels like this big thing and it's eliciting that trauma response. So the first tip that I have for success in the new year is finding the right balance within yourself of it's just another day on the calendar. It's not a big deal. And on the other side of the scale, like, it's a huge deal. It's a new year. I can completely reinvent myself. You've got to know yourself and know where on that spectrum is the sweet spot for you. If you're someone who has a hard time trusting yourself, like you've set resolutions in the past and haven't followed through on them, if you've got a ton going on in your life right now and adding one more thing feels like a lot, then I would really suggest kind of finding that more the end of the scale that's like, it's not that big of a deal. I can reinvent myself anytime. I can start new habits anytime. This is just the turning of a page on a calendar that happens every 30 days. Like, it's not a huge deal. You've got to take the pressure off. If you're someone who needs a kind of a kick in the butt, needs a fire lit underneath them, if you're really wanting 2024 to be really different and you're feeling super fired up and motivated, then you could fall further on the spectrum towards it being a huge deal that it's a new year. So find that right spot for yourself. And here's the other piece for this to be successful. I want you to know and understand that your new year can start now, whatever day you're listening to this episode. It can also start another time. Like in pagan tradition and honoring the cyclicality of Mother Earth and the cyclicality even within like our own bodies, the new year starts in the spring equinox, right? Because right now we're in winter, whether we're in literal winter or even here in Southern California where it's still sunny and it's still relatively warm outside, we're still in the energetic space of winter. And what winter represents is this time of going inward and resting and reflecting. And it can be difficult when we're in winter energy to feel fired up about taking action and doing new things because we're not ready for that yet. That's more spring energy where we're out planting seeds and just like being outward and doing more. So if you're listening to this and you're still feeling kind of inward and reflective, or you're in a busy season for other reasons and it's not the right time to fully like reinvent yourself, you could choose the spring equinox, or you can choose any other date on the calendar. Like, there is never just a black and white right time or wrong time to decide to start a new habit, make a new change, embody a new identity. So I just want to like put all of that out there as context for this. Now, I do find, and it is true, that because we're all one, we feel like we're individuals, but we're all part of a collective consciousness. Because we've all collectively agreed that January starts a new year and a new calendar, and there are a lot of people who are starting new habits right now, there is energetic support available in the collective consciousness because of that. So you can tap into that. And if you're feeling that, if you're feeling like extra fired up and motivated, it's probably because you're tapped into the collective consciousness and it might make sense to start now rather than waiting until later. So with all of that being said, I'm going to share some of the best rituals and reflections that I've used to manifest literally everything off of my vision board and invite you to do the same. All right. So the way that I like to kind of do this is it's part closing out the previous year, in this case, 2023, and part welcoming in the new year. And I think both are pretty equally important because we want to do reflection, not just visioning. So what I start with is a highlight reel from the previous year. So if you're not doing this in January, you can just look at the previous like rolling 12 months. And because of this podcast, it's easy for me because every month I jot down my celebrations and stretches. So I have a really easy running list of like what my highlights were from each month. If you don't have that, but you maintain a digital calendar or like a written planner, I suggest going back through your planner or your calendar and looking at it. It's really helpful. You'll see things on there where you're like, oh, that's right. I forgot that our friends came to visit from out of town at the end of January last year. Oh, wow. That was when I had this life-changing meeting with whomever, someone who became a client, or that's when I was interviewed on this podcast. Wow, I can't believe that was 5 months ago. It feels like it was a year ago, whatever. It's gonna help you notice how your year actually unfolded. What trips you took, who came to visit, what were some of the key things you were doing work-wise. You'll see like, oh, my calendar was blocked for Disney that day. That's right. We went to Disneyland with the kids. That was so special. Whatever those things are for you, give yourself time to do your year in review. You can also scroll back through your photos of the last year, and that can be a really beautiful and special way to just connect back in with what those highlights were for yourself. That usually tends to work really well for like family stuff, but you might not have things in your phone that represent what you do for work. So that's where using the calendar can be really helpful as well. So take some time and really write down your highlight reel for the last year. Really allow yourself to see the year in a full snapshot. Like, what are the things that you want to remember? And you'll be surprised. There will be some things you already forgot. And you're like, oh, dang, I need to write that down. I really want to remember that. That was important. Then go through your year and write down your plot twists. So these are the unexpected things that happened that you were just shocked about, that came out of the blue, that were not part of the plan. They can be positive or negative. So I like calling them plot twists because it's more of a neutral term. If I were to say challenges, then you would only write the negative things. But there might have been some really unexpected but beautiful plot twists in the last year as well. So just write those down because it helps also for you to see that perhaps some of the goals that you created a year ago either happened in a different way or haven't happened yet, but there's good reason, right? There were unexpected things, things that you didn't anticipate when you were writing out your goals that happened. And that's life. And P.S., that's going to happen this coming year too. Like, we don't get to unsubscribe from that. So then, especially with the plot twist, write down the lessons that you want to keep. Like, what do you want to take forward from those unexpected things that happen? Because we want to keep the highlights from the previous year, but we also want to keep the important lessons. So that way we're not relearning over and over again the same things. Okay. Then what I like to do is rate the areas of my life from the past year on a scale from 1 to 10. So I'm going to give you some suggested categories, but you can also choose your own. So health, love and romance, friendship, business, wealth, fun, and spiritual. Those are the categories that I use. And by the way, I have a printed workbook that I go through and that I've taken my clients through in the past. I'll give it to you for free. You just need to comment. So you can comment on YouTube. I guess you can't really do it on Apple or Spotify, but you can also slide into my DMs. Let's see, we need to have you use a certain word so that I can just have like auto DM set up or that I know what you're talking about. How about the word New Year? New Year. So if you want to message me New Year or comment New Year, honestly, even if you listen on Apple or Spotify, it would be such a gift to me if you would come onto YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel and drop a comment there. That would be really beautiful. So actually, don't slide into my DMs. Just come on YouTube, subscribe, and drop the comment New Year, and we'll get you hooked up with this workbook if you prefer to just be able to print something out rather than having to take notes and write it all out. All right, cool. Okay, so then based on all of those areas of your life that you rated, you're gonna pick three that you wanna improve on in 2024. Now, it doesn't have to be the ones that you gave the lowest score. This is a choose your own adventure, baby. You get to do what you wanna do. So you're gonna pick three areas where you wanna improve in 2024. And then you're gonna ask yourself some important questions about each of those areas. So let's say, for example, that one of the areas that I chose was business, that I wanna improve on business in 2024. So I'm gonna ask myself, what would it look like to improve in business. And so I might have some specific goals, or it might not be super specific. And by the way, in human design, there's specific and non-specific manifestors. And so there are people who are more wired for a real specificity around manifesting, and there are others that aren't. And so if you are in the non-specific category, you might have been making yourself wrong, because usually like all of the gurus around manifestation talk about getting so specific. But for you, it might be more of a mood board, it might be more of a feeling, and it might be more general, and that's totally fine, okay? So get as specific as feels good, but there's no way to screw this up, all right? So you're just gonna kind of jot down, like, what would it look like to improve in business in this coming year? Then you're gonna ask yourself, what would it feel like to improve in business? So then you really wanna use like feeling words. It's super important. A lot of times we are good at like intellectualizing, but we're not good at dropping into our body and into our feelings. So you're going to do that. Ask those same two questions for each of the three areas where you want to improve. And then this is a super important piece. It's literally like the keys to the kingdom here when it comes to manifesting and getting everything you want and getting it so much faster. What are some other habits, things, behaviors that feel like the feelings you just named? Here, I want you to get very specific, okay? So if you wrote down feelings like, it feels like freedom, it feels liberating, I feel safe. Okay, well, what else makes you feel safe? What else? It might be having a routine, knowing what to expect, planning your week in advance. What else feels like freedom or feels liberating? It might be like not wearing a bra. It might be taking walks in the middle of the day. It might be turning off all of your phone notifications or deleting your social media off your phone on the weekend. Like, really sit with it and get specific. What are some other things that make you feel that way? Because here's the thing. The more you feel now, the way that you want to feel when you get the things that you think you want, the faster they will come to you. If that was at all confusing, hit the go back 30 seconds button and listen to it again. Because our feelings are our point of attraction. And in law of attraction, whatever we're putting out is what we're an energetic match for. So if I think that I want $8 gazillion because it's going to make me feel free, the more I can feel free now by drinking cups of coffee on my balcony, by having a clear schedule, whatever the things are that make me feel free now, that makes me an energetic match for more things that will create that feeling. So we want to align our feelings. It's super important. We're not done yet, but we could be done. And if we were done, honestly, you should be like sending me PayPals of $500 because $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, like this, that one tip is so freaking valuable. And I know that I could put together a paid class and charge for this. In fact, I have in the past, and it's so freaking valuable. And everyone had their mind blown. And so many of those people now over this past year have manifested everything they wanted and accomplished all the things that they wanted to do. So it really works. Okay. The next question, is there any old energy, habits, or patterns that you've outgrown, that you want to leave behind, that you want to leave in last year? Write them down. What are they? Then you want to ask yourself, what new energy can I infuse into my life to better align with the version of me that's released the old energy? So when we release the old, it creates space. What do we want to put in to that new space that's been created? You want to ask yourself, are there any routines, habits, or behaviors that I want to commit to in this upcoming year? So this is where you kind of get to do some of the more traditional goal setting. And again, if you're someone who in the past has struggled to stick with it, don't put like 20 things here. Just put a few. If you're someone who is like, I accomplish everything that I say that I'm going to do, it's easy for me. I love building new habits. I love habit stacking. Great. Then you get to go a little bit more buck wild. You just got to know yourself. And then if this new year were a feeling, it would feel like blank. Just tap into that. It's a good time to like close your eyes, put a hand on your heart, put a hand on your belly or your womb space, and just breathe and just tap in. Like, what would it feel like? And then if it feels fun for you, you get to write down like a word or a couple words that are going to be your theme for the year, your words for the year. It might be the same as a feeling word that you wrote down. It might be something different. Again, there's no way to screw this up. There's no way to do it wrong. Just doing this exercise, even if you do it once and then forget about it for a year, you're so much further ahead than the millions of people who didn't take any time to do any ritual or do any reflection. So it's really powerful. And when we do this kind of reflection, wow, we're so much more likely to achieve our goals and dreams. I mean, I have found workbooks from years past and I'm shocked. There are things that I wrote down that I completely forgot about, yet I manifested them. It's unbelievable. All right, then the last piece of this is the visioning piece. So see how much of that has been reflection? Now, not all of it. Some of it was like, okay, then how do we want to feel? And like, so we started to move from reflection into visioning and future casting. And then we really anchor in that future vision here with this last piece. So now you get to dream into the highlight reel for this upcoming year. So you wrote down your highlight reel for last year. Now it's like, what do you want your highlight reel to be this year? Go crazy. You can have specific stuff, non-specific stuff, but I think it's really fun to have like some specific things on there as well. Like if there's a specific vacation you want to take, or you know, you want to get invited on to speak on a certain podcast or stage, or you want to be celebrating a certain revenue milestone in your business, like write all that down. And then what are some of the plot twists that you anticipate in this upcoming year, and how will you handle them? Because again, we can't unsubscribe from that. It's not like all of a sudden this year is going to go exactly as planned. There's probably going to be some plot twists. What do you think they might be? How do you want to handle that? Who do you want to be when those plot twists happen? When we precede all of that in our brain and in our body, then when it happens, we feel so much more safe, capable, confident, because we took a little time in advance to decide how the year was going to go and decide who we were going to be and how we were going to handle all of it. So that is it. That is it. Like, what a juicy, value-packed episode. I hope you've been just going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Where's my pen and paper? How do I get all of this down? I can't wait to do this. And I'm super excited for you because I know the power in these practices. Like, these are not just cutesy little questions. These are potent portals for you to completely rewrite the story of this past year and how you felt like it went, and for you to pre-write the story for this coming year so that you can make it one that you're really, really excited to live. So again, if you want the workbook in a PDF printable, you're going to go onto YouTube. We'll make sure that the YouTube link for this episode is in the show notes so that it's super easy if you're an Apple or Spotify listener. But you're going to go to YouTube. You are going to subscribe to my channel because you love supporting me and my business. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you. And you're going to drop the comment "new year," and then we will get you the workbook so that you can print it out and go through all of this ritual and reflection for yourself and your own life and your own business. And I am just so excited for you. I am cheering you on. I am wishing you the absolute best. And I'm here walking alongside you on the joyous path to millions. So as always, thank you so much for tuning into the show. It's a top 3% global podcast, which is just freaking wild. Maybe it'll be top 1% this year. I'm going to put that on my 2024 highlight reel because why not? Why shouldn't this be a top 1% global podcast? I know the incredible work that we're doing on this show. I know how inspiring it is. And I hope that as you listen to this show, you feel like it's possible for you and you feel inspired and you feel motivated. So thank you so much for tuning in and I will talk to you soon.
Listeners like you have made this a top 3% global podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, share, and leave a review. I also love hearing listener feedback, so feel free to slide into my DMs on Instagram at mmakesmoney. If you would like to explore hiring me as your money healer and business mentor, hit the link in the show notes or head to explore.emilywilcox.com. Until next time, I'm sending you all the magic money vibes on your joyous path to millions.